Now, Ireland's national debt stands at €226 billion, a figure which, while down on previous years as a percentage of the size of the economy, is still equal to more than €44,000 owed by every person in the country. Minister for Finance Michael McGrath said the analysis published today highlights the risks facing the country's public finances after the unavoidable increase in public debt during the pandemic. Our economics correspondent Robert Short joins us now. Robert, I suppose this is one of the few clouds we've seen on the fiscal horizon in recent times. We've had all these, you know, record tax revenues coming in, the government's coffers overflowing, but a reminder today that we still have a high level of debt.
Yeah, it hasn't gone away, you know, the national debt. And today's report, I suppose, is a timely reminder that, you know, whilst the economy has been growing by leaps and bounds, while the coffers of the Exchequer seem to have been overflowing, particularly with corporation tax receipts, the amount of money that the national debt has amounted to and the amount of money that the Exchequer is in effect carrying, it's still quite large. Now, because the economy has been growing so large, as a percentage of the size of the economy, it has been coming down. But in overall terms, it's still €226 billion. And that's actually down about €10 billion from its height during COVID, because about €30 billion or so had been added to the national debt during COVID because it was an exceptional time. And I suppose one of the themes that has come out of this report is that, you know, these kind of once in a generation kind of shocks to the public finances, like the financial crash a decade ago, they're kind of happening with increased regularity now. So we saw COVID and the big call that that had on the public finances. And then there was the cost of living squeeze, which has meant another shock to the public finances. So that's made a lot of the mandarins in the Department of Finance a little bit more nervous about the size of this national debt, and particularly when it comes to things like corporation tax, which is now, you know, the second highest tax head, which is being used to service the national debt, about the reliability of that, particularly given how concentrated it is in, 10 of the biggest multinationals.
Mm. Separately, Robert, the Minister, Michael McGrath, also responded at a briefing this morning to comments by the President of the ECB, Christine Lagarde, about unwinding cost of living supports.
I understand the economic logic behind what the president of the ECB has said, but governments have to make decisions that are right for their own respective countries. And we do have to consider the reality of the cost of living pressures that households are facing in their day-to-day lives. And that, for me, is going to be the critical issue. Of course, we have to be careful not to do anything that adds to inflation or that stops or slows down the decline in inflation that we are seeing now. And that decline is very welcome. So we will consider the viewpoint of the ECB, but in the same way that we respect their independence when it comes to monetary policy decisions, fiscal decisions are made at a national level, and we will make the decisions in the interests of the people we represent and the country that we serve here in Ireland.
So, Robert, a bit of overreach perhaps by Christine Lagarde?
Well, I mean, it was a very polite way of telling the ECB where to go from the Minister of Finance, Michael McGrath. I think this is only the start of it. You know, up until now, there's been very cordial relationships right across Europe between the European Central Bank and member state governments, particularly given that we've come out of 10 years where basically, you know, the money has been printed for free by the European Central Bank and has enabled member state governments to borrow very, very cheaply indeed. Those days are over. Money is no longer free. Interest rates are going up. And I think you're going to see a bit of a tussle between, you know, the harsh medicine that's being meted out by the ECB in order to bring inflation down, and the concerns of governments and their responsiveness to the concerns of their electorates over the cost of living.
Robert Short, thanks for that.